Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live in Savannah, beautiful location here by the river, and so excited to be talking to our next guest, Christabel Gonsaw with the City of Norcross. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Christabel, what is your elevator pitch, City of Norcross? How are you kind of telling folks about Norcross and how cool it is?
Oh, Norcross is very cool, especially our downtown area. We're currently actually working on our South End project, which is an extension of our downtown corridor, if you will, similar to what Duluth has, the Avalon. It's what we're working on right now, so it's really exciting. City Council, Mayor, they're really focused on the buzzword, workforce housing, affordable housing. Yeah. So a lot of our projects in terms of housing development has some sort of component or workforce housing component included into it as well. Very educated workforce. We have a dedicated, I wouldn't say department, but a group of folks that are interested or working specifically in the workforce area as well, making sure that we're partnering with the schools, high schools, technical schools in the Gwinnett County and greater Atlanta areas to make sure we're training our workforce to be competitive to do the jobs that we want to see in our city.
Now, is there any project that is coming up that you'd like to share?
Yes, about? Absolutely. The South End project, like I mentioned
before. So that's
before.
That's kind of the big one?
Yes, it's the big one. Mayor and Council also adopted the Buford Highway Master Plan, I want to say early this year, late last year, which is a revitalization plan to make sure that the Buford Highway corridor that's within our city is not too disconnected from the rest of our city. So we've been doing a lot of project analysis in that corridor to make sure we're bridging and also leveraging upon the international community how vibrant the Buford Highway corridor is.
Yeah, that's an important asset.
Yes, very much so. So two of the most exciting things that we've been working on recently.
So kind of what's your day-to-day life and your job?
So I work as the business development manager, which is housed in economic development for the City of Norcross. So my job is to make sure that the businesses in our city are happy and stay and don't go anywhere. and also recruiting new businesses into the city, depending on where we see the gaps and the sort of businesses that we want to see in our city. So my day-to-day differs. No 2 days are the same, depending on what businesses are looking to do, what issues come up, what good things are happening that we want to highlight. So it really, I'm at the service of the businesses in the city.
Now, is there something that, so a business is in there doing their business, or like it may not occur to them to reach out to you. What would be like kind of a reason that they would call you up or get on your calendar? Like what would be one of the needs that they would have or a way that maybe you can help them that they don't even realize that you can help them?
Absolutely. That comes up a lot with my meetings with businesses because my role was just created in the last year and a half or so. So I'm actually the first person in my role. So a lot of time when I'm talking to businesses, they're like, we didn't even know we were
right.
here.
So what do you do to help them, like what, just to make them aware of what's available?
I've been doing a lot of working with our marketing team to make sure that we're sending out as much information as possible because we do have a list of all the businesses in our city based on business license registration. Right. So I'm making calls. I'm visiting them in person. We have information on our website. I go to events like this, you know, letting people know that we're here and willing to support them, anything at all that they need, we're here to support them. We don't really have, I mean, I think because the city is smaller, we're nimble in that way where we're able to address any issue really that comes up and we're not cutting them off at any point. Right. So I'm going to businesses, having conversations with them, going to different business organization meetings, chamber meetings, and advertise it myself, really, and telling them that I'm here to support them whatever they need.
Now, you mentioned some of the industries that are there, but what would you say is kind of the driving industries in the City of Norcross? Like, what are the kind of the main ones?
That's a tough one. I would
I know there's a lot of technology.
Yes,
right?
There's a lot of technology, a lot of industrial, yes,
hotels
areas. But I mean, in comparison to like maybe the county level or even other cities that have individuals in my role where they target specific industries, I don't target specific
industries. Oh, so you're kind
of
industry agnostic.
Right. I go to anyone, visit anyone, talk to anyone. Uh-huh. I don't limit myself that way. So, yeah, but definitely technology is a big one in the city of North Carolina.
Now, how are you kind of looking to attack this conference here today? Are you, or this this conference altogether? Are you looking for education? Are you looking for partners? Are you looking to collaborate, learn more from other cities? What are you doing?
All of the
here?
Above. Very.
You're
going to
play golf later.
I'm actually doing the foodie tour because I'm a big foodie, so I'm very excited for that. But very new to my role. I did study public administration. Did a lot of different short term consultations and internships and things like that. But this is really my first almost 2 years working in this field.
Right.
So I'm looking to connect with other peer cities that are doing something similar, how we can leverage on partnerships moving forward, or how we can learn from each other, really, how I can learn and bring back what other cities are doing well back to my city, and how I can support my businesses in terms of recruiting and also making sure that the businesses that are already in the city are happy and don't go
anywhere. Right, because recruiting, that's an important part as well, right? Because getting the right talent for these firms, everybody's struggling with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, it's a big one, especially with my business visits. I hear that over and over. Right. So we're actually launching our workforce initiatives that we've had in the past. It just went sort of cold for the last 2-3 years, and since that has been a huge topic, workforce development, we're relaunching that, and it's in the process right now.
So if somebody wants to learn more about the city of Norcross, what's a website, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yes, please go to norcrossga.net and you can find all that information. Email us, call us, we're always willing and happy to have conversation and support however we can.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing
thank
your story.
You.
You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thanks for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back with you at the GEDA Annual Conference.